I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
And all right.
Everyone will be like, look, oh, we're good. Hot and windswept.
We're good to go.
Oh.
Yeah, Lulu's got a fan. She was fucking hot last week, so we got a fan on Lou. I'm just saying, she's going to look like she's in a music video the whole time.
Yeah. Dehamo's music video. Do you remember him from New Zealand?
No.
The one who sung, we're going to ride tonight to the roof, to the roof.
Must have been a Kiwi thing.
Oh. Just like green grass and beaches.
Yeah, traditionally. So that made a
Daily Mail article. A debate that Jarch and I had on the Inspired Unemployed Boys podcast.
Do they think I'm a misogynist?
Probably, which is true.
That's not.
Yes, it is. You put that on your CV.
Oh, yeah, blatant misogyny. Yeah. But that was because all the CEOs and stuff of the company were straight white men. So I had to appeal to the bosses, you know what I mean?
Now, have you been a very clever boy this year?
No. Yes, I have.
And have you been the nicest boy in the whole neighbourhood?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Santa, Lulu's here.
Bullshit.
Yep.
Okay. Now what's cooking?
Two presents here.
What's cooking, good looking?
One's for you.
Yep.
And one's for me. I'm going to give it to you. This is from my good friends Lyndon Cook. I'll tell you who they are when you open it up. Should Lyndon we open Cook. Them at the same
like
time?
Like Lyndon McGrady.
I don't know who
Yeah,
that
we
is.
Should.
Okay.
Ready? Well,
I know what mine is.
So oh, do you?
Yeah. Open it up.
What the fuck, Lou?
Put your finger inside. Have a little. Oh, that's not like that.
Guys, we're opening a box. So, literally. A We Mean Well signet ring.
We Mean Well signet rings.
That is unreal.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Buddy. Look at that.
Holy Doomf. Shit.
Doomf. Do you like it?
Wow. So Lyndon Thank Cook, you, Lulu.
Lyndon Cook is this lit jewellery brand. Has really cool female and guy stuff. You can get signet rings made. So they made Jarchi and I. Mine's gold. Jarchi's is silver. And they say We Meet with WMW on them.
That is so fucking cool.
You like it?
Yeah.
Wait, that looks cool on that thingy.
Well, it fits that one.
Yeah.
Bit big for the pinky.
Mine could go on either. Oh.
Thank you.
Chubby on my finger.
Thanks, Lulu.
That's okay, Senorita.
Fuck, we're fancy.
I know.
Thank you, Lyndon Cook. Thanks, is Lyndon that the actual Cook? Name of the person?
No, that's the brand of the jewellery company.
Yeah, but did Lyndon Cook start it?
Maybe.
Okay, Lyndon.
Thanks, Lyndon.
Thank you, Lyndon McGrady Cook.
But how clever and fancy are we?
Dude, that's fucking unreal. It says WMW on it.
We love our new rings.
So when I actually, because when I knock out Groper in the ring.
Yeah, you can put that on.
And then he'll be upset that I've fucking starched him. And then next, probably at the after party, he'll come and try and staunch me. And he'll be like, listen here, cunt, I shouldn't have lost like that. I'll go pop, pop, and leave a nice big WMW in the middle of his forehead.
Love that.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Let's see it on that finger. Oh, he looks cool.
Goes with the watch too.
Yeah, who's very fancy?
Fuck, I'm fancy.
Very fancy, aren't you?
When did you do this?
I've had it in the pipeline for a long time.
Have you?
I have, because it takes a while to get these bad boys made.
Thank you so much, Lou.
That's okay.
I don't even know what to do here.
Well, you mean, yeah, you are a bit awkward, aren't you?
Well, it's just unreal.
Yeah, but it looks nice.
Have you just...
proposed to you?
You just proposed to me?
Proposed to you to stay on the podcast. And we have another season.
I accept.
Of Win Win Win.
Charles, look at yours. Let's swap here for a second.
Swap seats.
You have a look at that.
Thank you.
Oh, yours is fucking tiny.
Yeah.
Wow, look at what yours goes on my finger.
Oh, yeah. They're cool, aren't they?
They're really, really cool.
They're very fancy.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, now I feel awkward because I don't have a present.
Well, I knew that was going to happen.
Well.
No, I didn't get you a present in return for one. Well, kind of.
It stinks of that, though, doesn't it? It does stink of that.
It did.
It did stink of that. Okay, cool. Well, bedwetters, we got some fancy new bling, and that means it's going to be a bling-tishous podcast.
We're all bling-bling in the ching-ching.
Do you know where bling-bling came from?
No.
Famous rapper invented bling-bling.
No, bling-bling would have been around from the 1900s. It would have. Dior, Google the generation of night bling.
Lil Wayne came up with it.
Lies.
Why would bling bling be around in the 1900s?
Peaky Blinders, Tommy Shelby could go, get me my bling, Linda.
No.
Or get me some, so they could use instead of pennies.
Linda, grab the keys to me car, the Bugatti. It's in the fucking driveway. Get me bling bling. We're going out for a party.
Yeah.
Right, a little fucking party, a little bit of bling.
I want a fucking party with some bling bling.
Linda, right, you got a bit of fucking bling on you, right? A bit of fucking bling. Where's my fucking bling?
You, if they do another series, you could be the next Elfie. Seriously.
Serious.
Who was right, Dior? I feel like it was me. I feel it in my bones.
Well, Jarch wasn't right, but Lou wasn't right either.
So Lil Wayne came up with it.
Well, Lil Wayne popularized it in the song Bling Bling, correct, which he was featured on. It was by BG.
Yeah, BG, part of the Hot Boys.
But it was first used by a rapper called Dana Dane in his 1987 song Nightmare.
Told you.
Shit, dog.
I said the 90s.
You said the 1900s, and you started talking about Peaky Blinders. So,
that's
buddy,
still
it was 1987.
The 1900s.
Yeah, you correct.
So I was right.
But that my question wasn't who invented it. When was it invented? It was who invented it, and it was Lil Wayne. And you said, no, it was in the 1900s. I'm like, well, he still invented it in the 1900s because that was in 1990-something.
When did Bling Bling come out? I feel like it was 2000.
2000s. No, 99.
99, yes. Hot Boys 99. Suck a dick, bitch. Now, where have you just been?
I went and got a fancy facial.
So this is what I'm learning about females and their beauty regimes, right?
Yep.
One could argue that we left medieval torture behind for a reason. Because it seemed inhumane and it was grotesque.
Yes.
And full of pain. Now, from what you've just described to me, it seemed like you went through a medieval torture process.
Do you know what's very interesting? You use the word torture, because when I was lying there on the facial table, I thought, if I was ever being tortured, like for someone to be like to me, tell us where all the gold is.
You're fucked.
I would be fucked.
You told me that you bawled your eyes out.
I was crying a lot. And I think I've got quite a high pain tolerance.
You don't.
This was like, it felt like 4,000.
Hold on. So would you be good at torture or bad at torture? Which one is it, buddy?
Bad, but.
Because you don't have a good pain tolerance.
No, but I thought I did before today.
Okay, right.
And then I was lying there on the facial table and was literally crying. I felt really mean to the woman, but I was going, fuck, fuck, nah, fuck, stop, stop. And then I'd squeeze the balls as tight as I could and they'd be like,
what? Oh. The poor bloke doing the fucking facial.
She gave me stress balls. She gave me stress balls.
Jew.
Did you just call me Jew?
Yeah, Jew. I went Jew. And I was like, Lou. I was like thinking, Lou, just a heads up. And I've merged the two words.
Jude.
When someone's giving you a facial, don't aggressively attack the balls. It's a rule. It's an old rule. I believe 1900s. Peaky Blinders age sort of a rule.
She gave me stress balls because you squeeze them to try and take the pain away from the facial.
Linda, let go of me fucking balls.
And I cried and squealed and swore a lot.
So what's this process? What's it called?
Basically just tightens your skin.
So what do they do?
It's like a machine that like tightens your skin, because obviously I'm old now. Uh-huh. So it just like makes your skin like tighter and more like firm and not so like
you reckon
elasticy.
Reckon it's one of those G-ups though. Is this quite a new thing?
Well, I'd be pretty fucked off if it didn't work.
Correct, right?
Because it hurt a lot and it wasn't cheap.
But that's what I mean. But a lot of these things like, you know when you're in a bloody, like the infrared saunas, you know when you change those lights and it's like this light brings you in a fucking peace and it helps you sleep and blah, blah. The red light helps that's with your cardiovascular. I'm like,
remember I sent you,
do they do that or is that just bullion?
I sent you the sauna. There were two. There was the one with the flashy lights, like $900 more expensive, and then there was the one I got. And I thought, fuck the lights off.
Because
I've never left being like, oh, I had the calming light on the whole time. I feel calm.
That's what I mean. That's why I reckon it's full of bullions. Even fucking, didn't they come out and say kale's not even good for you or some shit?
Well, all vegetables are good for you. Tomatoes are fruit.
But, like, do you know what I mean? There's all these fads.
Well, it's because they say the pesticide or whatever they sprinkle on the vegetables is bad for you. That's even, like, wheat's bad for you or something.
Or maybe kale is just bad for you. They're destroying the environment by growing and harvesting kale or some shit.
I think it's pretty good for you, Kale. But the whole thing about superfoods, like the word superfood is a marketing term.
Correct.
Oh, doesn't like how, like, blueberries, acai powder, greens powders are superfood. But also, come on, you're going to tell me that those greens powders full of like broccoli, kale, spirulina, vitamin C, fucking what else is not good for you?
No, it's good for you, absolutely. But people seem to think that if they have a fucking green, like I'll have a huge fucking weekend and then I'll go put some green powder in something and I go, well, just knocked that out of the park. I'm back to being super healthy. It's like, yeah, don't worry about the fucking drinks, the fucking durries, the vapes. You know what I mean?
I have 2 days of not drinking and I go, well, I feel back to normal now because I've had like 6 Baroccas over those 2 days, like vitamin C sachets, health powders, like everything under the sun, vitamin B, facials.
Yeah,
you know?
So that's what I mean. My thing 12, is
10 hours sleep.
People that think they drink those smoothies, they think they're going to like, well, this will give me another fucking 20 years. It's like, it's probably just what your body should be doing.
No,
we're just so accustomed to putting bad shit in our bodies.
Disagree with that because there's a woman called Dr. Libby who she looks phenomenal and all she eats is like whole foods.
Yeah, there was also a fucking guy called Liver King who looked like a fucking Spartan warrior who was taking steroids. People are frauds. Who was that bird?
No, she was definitely real. Who's Dr. Libby? She still is.
Yeah, maybe, but guess
what?
She's
very good.
She's never had any cosmetic procedures?
I honestly don't think so. She looks flawless.
Yeah, I correct, dude, but like she probably has. No offense, this is all conjecture, pure, you know, allegedly. But what I'm saying is there are charlatans out there that will be like, I've been having these green powders. Look how good I look. Next thing you know, she's fucking nip-tucked to fucking Timbuktu, right? Mm-hmm. And then everyone's like, well, I want to look like her. I'm going to buy her powder. They make millions of dollars.
Green powders is like inner health.
But it also helps with, they say they've got collagen and shit, so that helps your skin and blah, blah, blah.
I took collagen for a while. I don't reckon it did shit.
Well, who fucking knows? Like, that's what I mean. I don't think it's as effective as people tend to make
out. Well,
they
say we've done a test and then it's like they've done it on 75 people.
What do you mean?
How the fuck's that's a test.
What? That's a sample survey.
Yeah.
Right.
But, like, how's 75 people going to tell you that a green powder works?
Well, that's the thing. They base it on an average. So
I know,
they're like
75 people isn't enough.
Well, how much? Well, what is enough for a sample survey? Depending on what you're doing.
300,000.
Based on what?
We can't have a serious
conversation. Based on what?
Just because that seems like a good number.
Obviously, the more people you have in the survey, the better. What's up?
You're wearing a terry towel on
top. Dude, this shirt's a towel.
That's what I'm saying.
You can wear it as, you can let it dry you as you wear it.
Let me touch it. Come closer. But the inside's not a towel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is kind of.
How cool is that?
Wow.
So you literally, it's like wearing a towel. So it just dries you.
It's not because I've got a teary toweling outfit and the inside's not towel.
That's pretty towely, bro.
But it's.
Or if you've like a towel, you can use it as a towel.
Yeah, I know, but it's not a towel. Like, I've got a teary toweling outfit. It's not a towel. It's just teary toweling material.
But you'd look like a towel.
Yeah, but it's not a towel.
What I'm saying is, you've been very combative.
Saying you went to the beach, you could use it as a towel.
Correct.
Yes.
Right? It's like a shirt towel. It's a shower.
If you scroll back, Bedwetters 30 seconds, you said this is a towel.
It essentially is. It's a towel with sleeves.
It's the material of a towel, Jake.
So what would happen if I was to undo the seams of this shirt up the sides, spread it out, be a little towel with sleeves, wouldn't it?
Spread them,
sister. It'd be a little towel with sleeves, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it is a towel.
Sold me.
So it is a towel.
It is a towel. I take it back.
And what's the brand?
Tommy Jeans.
No. Terry Toweling. So they're named after a towel. It's all about towels.
No, Terry Toweling is the
material. Hey, kid. Don't know if you remember what Kulakili said, but towel's a towel. And guess what? This old rag, this old chestnut sitting on me test.
That's a towel. That was engraved in the... In the tombs, was it?
Of Babylon, correct.
Yes.
Speaking of that shit, that facial shit, when I was Jackney, when I was the former version of
myself. You would have been Roaccutane's cover boy.
Well, I did eventually take Roaccutane. But before that, so that's this. There was this place that opened up in Armidale. And
they had lots of armour. Dior's giggling. That's a win. Ding, ding, ding. First joke of the day goes to the big dog LDD.
Oh, God, the big dog LDD. God, his fucking head's so far up. Fucking ass. It's fucking ass.
Tobler, you giggling back there?
Shit.
Yep. It's a big old laugh.
Don't lie to her, Tobbs.
He's not. He's giggling.
At your outfit. Oh, look. Burmo, she's wearing double denim. She's a Canadian devil.
What does double denim Canadian devils mean?
Canadians love double denim.
I love double denim and I'm not from
and that's
Canada.
Why you got a you're a Canadian devil.
Not just from your Canada can you love double denim.
Your Canada. Not just from Canada. You're a Canadian devil. Anyway, so...
We've just jumped 480 topics last
12 minutes. Yeah, a lot of ADHD in this one.
Sorry today, guys.
Fuck the cotton. It is what it is. Then you die. Probably a horrible, horrible death. Now, she's like, okay, Dale, well, there's a new face place, or fuck whatever they're called, dermatology sort of place.
Yeah.
It's open up in Armidale. Reckon we can give you a go at that. I said, yeah, well, I'm willing to try anything, Mum, because.
I actually feel sad for you.
Don't.
Well, it's tough. When I have a bad skin day, I feel like I don't want to go outside.
Mate, it was what it was. I had acne. You know what I mean?
It's tough being a child growing up with acne. People tease you.
Yeah, but...
He would have been teased anyway.
Exactly.
He wouldn't what?
I would have been teased anyway.
Yeah. It's like what's true. Underneath the acne wasn't much better than the acne itself.
You know what I mean?
Okay, true.
Like...
But I just know if I have a bad pimple day, I'm like, oh no, a pimple for the date. Yeah. No.
Yeah, correct. It's not a great, but as a teenager, you're also surrounded with a lot more pus-filled individuals as well.
True.
So you can, it's kind of like a gang.
You're a pus
group. You got the
gang.
Bloods, the Crips, and the Pops.
Pop them together.
The Pops.
So you do it at lunchtime, you just go.
Yeah. Yeah, the Nans and the Pops. Now, so she took me, Pop is a word for grandfather in Australia. And Nan is a word for Nana.
I know, but so. I thought we were talking about Pop and Pimples.
Yeah, we were, Nans and Pops.
Anyway, carry on.
We thought sloths were slow. So mum takes me this joint and this chick was like, so basically we got all these fucking face creams and shit, face washes that he can use and this will really help. And then we've got this light therapy, you know. So I used to have to lay there. They'd get this little fucking needle thing and like pop my fucking shit with this needle. And it left like blood marks on my face. Mm-hmm. And then they'd do this light therapy
thing. LED light, it works.
But I was like, this has to be fucking bullshit.
No, I get LED light. It works.
But I
go to Facial and Bondi Junction, shout out to the girls there, phenomenal. And you literally go in and get like a glow. It's amazing LED light. It like heals your skin.
But can I ask a question? Do you think, it's going to sound mean, kinda.
I've had worse. A lot worse, champion. Hit me with it.
This isn't that mean, but I'm just saying, like, do you reckon anyone, have you ever walked out of, say, that fucking session you just did, and someone's gone, wow, you look great?
Yes. I've had people be like, your skin is glowing.
They probably knew you went to the session.
Nope.
You don't look any different than what you did yesterday.
No, but Judge, you wouldn't know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I mean.
I don't care. If it makes me feel good, I'm going to do it.
I understand
that. Sit in your chair and shut the fuck up.
No. What I'm saying is it that noticeable?
Yes, over time.
Okay, it's more of a long play.
Sky Tower in New Zealand.
It's more of a long play.
Sorry, that just came up on the TV. It's a long game, not a short game.
Okay, so you don't look great after you have a facial.
Well, you can get the red light, which gives you the glow instantly, or you can get the one that like heals from inside or gets rid of like bacteria.
You just said to me fucking 10 minutes ago that the sauna red light is bullshit.
No. These are different lights,
They're
Jack.
Both LED lights. They're the same lights.
Completely different in terms of strength and everything. These are like full fucking machines that you sit there with like glasses on. I think we stop before we get too much into a fight here.
No, we're not going to get into a fight. I'm just do you not think that's a great industry to be taken advantage of?
But that's just like saying to you.
Just like bloody psychics and stuff.
It's like saying to you, jumping in your fucking ice bath ain't doing shit, champion.
But I physically
feel better after an LED light.
But it's not about you feeling better, right? It's about you looking better. I'm saying this is a different thing. What you're telling me is it is a long play. I can completely accept that. If you do LED, I've aged like a fucking peach in the sun, Louisa.
If you did some LED, it would help.
I disagree.
It would help. Give it a go. I'll take you to facial.
I don't care enough.
I'll take you to the LED light and we'll do a before and after.
I love
you. No, I'm taking you.
I don't want to. I don't care.
No, I'll take you.
I don't care
enough.
We're
going. I'm inviting you on a nice outing. Say yes.
I understand that.
Say thank you.
But I don't want to do that.
Say thank you. I'm taking you on a nice outing.
Thank you.
Louder.
Are you?
Better.
No, I'm resigned to what I look. I'm 34. It is what it is now.
Well, I think I look quite young.
You do look young.
Like I do have a bit of a baby face.
Match the personality.
I'm not a baby.
Tell that to your three koalas in your bed.
Two.
You got rid of one.
There's only two Kevins.
You had three.
No, I've already said two.
Jamie's.
Yeah.
The other one you got sent, and Tours. So which one did you get rid of, Lou?
No.
Which, Kevin?
Wait.
Have you thrown out?
What, the other Kev's in the lounge.
Okay.
The fluffy one. There's two in my bed.
Okay.
I'm insane.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I reckon we play Scattergories. It's been a couple of weeks.
Righto.
Dior, my sweet angel.
Get here, you sweet little angel Dior.
All right, we're ready to go.
Okay.
So we're doing list 9.
We are doing list 9, yes. And your letter is... What have we got here? M. M for Mancy.
What the fuck is Mancy?
Mancy.
Or Manly Sea Eagles.
Yes, let's go with that.
Or Marrickville.
Yes. All righty, we're ready.
Very clever. Yep.
Three, two, one, go. Hensel's there.
Got it. Got them all. Eat my dick.
Didn't get them all.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yep.
Number one, things that glow.
The moon.
Love that. Married women. You know, sure. You just got married. They're glowing, aren't they? Oh, you don't think married women glow?
No, I'm going to give that to you, champ. Wow. It's very good.
Okay.
That's creative from you. Usually you're very black and white, boring, basic answers. I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it.
I should almost not give it to me if you're happy with it.
Number two, movie titles.
Moneyball.
Love that. Mr. Magoo.
Oh, good one. Good one, Senorita.
Thanks.
Number three, things that you carry.
Money.
A mohawk. Because you're carrying it on your head. You're carrying it on your head.
I don't know if you carry a mohawk.
You do. It's quite heavy, so you're carrying it on your head.
I love you. You don't carry a mohawk.
You
don't
carry it. You do carry a mohawk.
Are you carrying your hair right?
You're carrying a mullet. I've always said that to you. I've always said, Judge, you're carrying it.
Lulu, I really do love you, but not today. I don't think you carry a mohawk, buddy. Come on. Let's...
Okay. Foods you fry.
Meat.
Mars bar.
You know how yeah, you can. Yeah, you know.
I thought I was going to have to justify myself. Piggies know exactly what's up.
Oh, yeah. expensive items.
Maserati.
Yep.
Mink. Is that what you got?
Mink coats. Mink. They're made out of like.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Very expensive mink. Mm.
Sorry, I was just imagining another mink. You know those like. Like blankets you'd have at the end of the bed when you were like 12 and they were like pink mink ones.
Mm.
That's what I was imagining, and they're like $40.
Sorry, I didn't listen to you just then. Sorry.
I don't remember what I said. It's all good.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I was thinking about something else.
I was kind of not even thinking either.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right. Yeah.
Perfect. I was listening and it wasn't that interesting, so don't worry. Fads.
Mansplaining. Remember for a while it was mansplaining.
Is it a fad?
I think so. I think men have stopped it.
Yeah. For the sake of categories, until we get in the car, I'm like, now this is how you put it in reverse. And you're like, don't mansplain to me.
I think that's a win.
I don't think it's a fad.
What was yours? Miming. Oh.
Is miming a fad? Still
remember when miming was so good?
Miming is still around. It's like a full-time job.
But miming was extremely popular. It was like yo-yos are still around, but they were a fad.
So was mansplaining.
When was miming a fad? Like in France in the 1800s or some
correct.
Shit?
Correct. The original mime. You know what I mean? Miming is a fad, bro.
I think miming.
You think miming's a huge industry right now? Come on, guys. The guys
hire them for parties.
Guys, let's be real here.
They hire them for parties. Stop gaslighting me.
Oh, mansplainer.
I think, I agree with mime. What do you reckon?
Miming was a great form of entertainment when they had nothing else.
That's kind of true, yeah.
When everything else came in, miming has died down. Miming was
a fad. That's just generational.
That's what a fad is, sweetheart. Listen.
Well, then, Matt, we both get it.
Lulu, you don't get mansplaining.
I think if you get miming, then Lou gets mansplaining. Yeah.
So mansplaining doesn't exist anymore.
Well, no, but I think
it was a fad. It was a big thing.
People talking about it all the time was a bit of a fad.
It was very big of people being like,
all right, fuck it, you can have it.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
I was ready to go for that one.
I know.
Arts and crafts activities.
Moulding.
Making macaroni prints. Double M.
Just leave the word making out.
Well, I wanted to let you guys know exactly what I was doing with the macaroni.
Macaroni shit, whatever it is.
You know the ones.
Yeah, you used to make that shit in the fucking...
Of course I did. I did it the other day. No, I didn't.
Things you can squeeze.
Mints.
Man boobs.
Yeah. Yep.
Josh, are you saying like mints as in like mint or as in beef mints?
Mints. Like mints.
Like beef mints.
Beef
mints. Not spearmint.
Yes, not spearmint.
I could come over there and grab your man boobs.
Well, I do declare.
Excuse me.
I do declare.
I won't, but I could.
All right. Ends up in a lost and found.
Mittens.
Mittens.
Oh. Fuck. We don't get that.
All right. Furniture.
A mantle.
A mouse. Not like a pet mouse, like the mouse.
It's not furniture.
It's not furniture.
Well, it's in your house. No. What else would you call it?
Well, so food, is food in your fridge furniture?
It's not decor.
But furniture is decor.
You're an idiot.
Fine,
fucking
I don't
mouse,
that
fair dinkum.
Yeah. Things you do online.
I didn't get the last two.
Masturbate.
Yes. I mean, no, what's that?
Well, you're masturbating. Well, you could do it online.
You don't do that online?
Some people do. Have you heard of Omegle?
Yeah, I can confirm some people do that.
But
yeah.
Hold on.
What some people you masturbate online.
But surely we're talking about what you can do online.
Yeah.
Not what you utilize online to do.
But someone's doing that.
Oh, a video of someone masturbating online.
Yes.
Yeah, cool, fuck it.
Yeah, like Chatterbait.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Okay. Sorry. Oh, fucking, I don't even know what I was thinking. I was thinking of the person on the receiving end watching the computer. But he could be watching someone online masturbating. That's what I didn't compute.
It's so fine.
I'm just...
So fine, Jake.
I'm just a bit...
It's okay, Jesper.
And last one, places to go on a date.
My crib. Come to mine. My house. My crib.
Yeah, fuck it. She can have it. Whatever.
Sure.
Ooh.
Sure. All right.
Think she wins that round.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I got 9 too.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I only got 3 wrong.
So did I. Mittens.
Jesper.
And the last 2. I got everyone else right. I got everyone. I got a tick for everyone else. Married women, Mr. Magoo, money, meat, mint coats, miming, molding, mints, mittens wrong, mantle, got it. Last 2 didn't get.
Oh. Okay, wait. Oh, can we do a tiebreaker somehow?
Yeah, what do we do here? Dior, you have to ask her.
You could ask
should I just say one and then whoever yells it out first?
Yeah, that's fun.
Yep. Gets it?
Yep. All right. So give us a letter.
We're still on M,
okay.
Yep. I reckon. What do we reckon? All right. I think I got one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it. You ready? Things that smell good.
Mints.
No, mince. You've said that.
No, mint.
Musical instruments.
I've said mints.
Musical instruments.
You're an idiot.
Violins smell
but
delicious.
But I said M-I-N-T-S about 30
no,
seconds
didn't.
Before.
You said mints.
I said mints.
You said mints.
Why would I say mints? Because it came to me as in, dude, I'm so sorry. Shut the fuck up, Lou. Okay. Great game.
I mansplained the fuck out of you.
Bedwetters, we're kicking this off. This new segment off, which is kind of a one-time segment.
A one-time only seg.
It's a little, we're a little solemn, I would say.
Get in here, Dior. Come in here. Come join mummy.
Come join mummy.
I'm mummy. Sorry, take a seat with me. I'm mummy.
Yeah. Now, instead of us mansplaining, bringing the fad back and mansplaining what's going on, I think we should allow Dior to explain to the bedwetters what's going on.
Well... My treatment on this podcast has been subpar.
It's been horrific.
Horrific.
It's been horrific.
Right. I'm taking it to the court of law.
Yep. We are now.
No, I'm very sad to have to announce that I'm moving on from my position as Sweet Prince Dior at the start of February. I'll be gone. You will not hear any more of my voice on this podcast, I'm sorry to say. It's been a great time. It's been a ride.
It's been a phenomenal time.
It's been lovely.
We've had so much fun having our Sweet Prince Dior in here.
Dude, I'm going to miss you so much.
Aww, I'm going to miss you guys too.
It's sad. Dior agreeing with me every category.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You're going to have to find someone else who's pro Lulu.
Yeah, don't you worry. I'll be bribing them.
Oh, she'll be bribing, all right. How'd she bribe you? Oh, I don't know.
He just thought that.
Okay.
I'm going to say a few sweet words.
Okay.
It's been wonderful having you on the show, dear. Obviously, we've still got a few more weeks with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just coming in here doing the podcast has just been very easy. We slot in very easily, all three of us working together. It's been so nice and fun. We laugh on camera, off camera, over Messenger, everything. It's been phenomenal. Dior has great work ethics. Whoever's going to hire him, you'll be a very, very lucky senorita.
Correct.
Thank you. It's like, it's a weird thing. We're never so sincere on this podcast.
No, we're not. Like,
yeah.
But it is. It's a sincere moment.
Yeah.
Because we really do love you, mate. And I'm really going to miss you. You're great. And you're a great addition. You're great at giving us, like... bit of shit too, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling us up,
because we are so. If I don't know if you bedwetters have realized this, Dior is quite an intelligent individual.
Stop.
We are what you would call sub-intelligent.
Yep.
So, one of my favorite things to do is when we are having such a brutal argument over here, and then you will just come and be like, "You are both wrong. Here, you're incorrect," which I love. You're just a great addition, man. I think we're going to fill the void. I think the bedwetters are going to fill the void.
Yeah, we get so many comments about how everyone loves Dior as well.
Correct. A lot of Dior reveal comments,
too. No, actually, I have seen that. So thanks to all the bedwetters. Like, I know I'm, behind the scenes and I don't see much, but I see the love. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
And I will miss not just you two, all the bedwetters, everything about this. I don't think it's really properly hit me yet. Because I still got like a month or so to go.
Yeah, I was about to say,
correct.
It's nice we have the break.
Yeah.
We have a bit of a break and then we still get a month together.
Correct. We just thought we'd let the bedwetters know because you've come to the decision. They should know.
Yeah. We'll do
and then we can do
proper.
A proper fucking proper farewell for you when the time comes. But yeah, bedwetters, bit of a sad day for women. Well, but you'll be on to bigger and better things, bruh. And we're here to help in whatever way we can. And we love you, mate. Yes. And thank you for being a part of it.
Won't be the last you see of me.
And, correct.
You know, yeah, I'll be back around.
Fabulous.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You fucking want to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Aww. All right, enough of that sincere shit.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Dior.
Yeah, catch a dickhead. Hotlines for you, mob. Let's see what we got here.
Let's hotline it.
Beautiful.
Bay, rampant, root, and senoritas.
Great alliteration, senorita.
I'm chop.
Just on the way to work, tired as, but always flick on the potty just to keep me going. If it's not Lulu's singing and yarning and carrying on that keeps me awake, then it's just generally just the shit talk.
Perfect.
But yeah, so piss on or piss off.
That was one of the great calls.
It's good, wholesome stuff.
It's very good.
It's good, wholesome stuff.
I loved the last part. It was very articulated. Well.
Yeah. Unlike that sentence. Nah, mate, you made a good point because find out.
Terry Towling.
Good morning, senoritas.
Oh, good morning, senorita.
It is 4 a.m. Yes, I'm talking through my car, Bluetooth. Lulu, eat a dick. I just finished a 12.5-hour shift.
Fuck.
And I'm just on my way home. I'm fucking tired. I give you the fucking hot tip.
I can imagine.
But I just wanted to say thank you for making my drives home from to and from work an absolute treat. You know how to certainly make me laugh and it keeps me awake because I'm just so happy. So no crushes for this big girl. Anyway.
Correct.
Have a good one. I hope you listen to this. And I'm sorry it's 4 a.m. through my Bluetooth. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, catchers, love yous.
Love you, mate.
Aww, bye. What a sweet message.
Sounded great through the Bluetooth, just quietly. If I could pressure more bedwetters to go straight through the Bluetooth.
I would disagree with that one, Judge.
You didn't think that sounded red hot?
Well, you know, because obviously when I was in breakfast radio, I'd always tell the people who would call through as a producer that you'd hop off speakerphone.
I'm not going to buy that for a second. You just say you're in breakfast. What a lot of shit. Like, you're fucking breakfast radio. Next one.
Hello, guys. Just a bedwetter here. Just wanted to call and let you guys know that you guys have helped me through a lot of really shitty times recently. I had an operation on my knee. Through a whole bunch of personal stuff outside of that too. So I've been sitting at home for the past 4 months trying to recover from my knee, and I've been listening to you guys, and it's been really, really nice, and helped me out a lot. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for making me laugh and seeing the bright side of life. Thanks heaps.
It's sweet.
He melts my heart, Josh.
It's very sweet. That is our pleasure, my friend.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Like, us just talking shit can brighten your day and make you feel a lot better.
I'm glad we do, Brass. And it's fucking calls like that that make it makes us feel just equally as great. I'm sorry you've been going through shit.
Yeah.
Life can be a cunt, but I'm glad that
That makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
I'm just glad that we can bring a little bit of light.
A little bit of joy to you. That makes me fucking happy.
You know what? I think we end on that.
Yep.
That's a
beautiful call.
It's a beautiful note to end on.
It was so sweet.
Mate, thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all the bedwetters that listen.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, seriously, thank you to everyone that listens. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without all of you, and we fucking love when you guys roast us. We love when you call the hotline, all the DMs, everyone who buys the merch. Like, seriously, we're a fucking team, the old bedwetters,
correct,
aren't we?
You changed our lives. We love you.
If you haven't already, vote for the Hottest 100.
Thank
vote for Hottest
Dior.
100. Fuck, yep. Dior bringing us back to reality. Vote for Hottest 100. Yep. We've got the explanation on how to drop on the page. I think we might be able to make it a little bit easier for you. We're not too sure. We're going to figure that out. But keep voting, guys, and thank you to everyone that's voted.
Thanks,
we goddamn
guys.
Love you.
Mwah.
Hooroo.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.